All right, welcome to this edition of the Nebraska Prep Zone podcast, brought to you by Look Coatings. Special edition here, we have Mike Patterson and Stu Pospisil. We're going to discuss our all-Nebraska teams, or your guys' all-Nebraska teams, not ours. I didn't pick them. You guys did. Stu, let's start with you first. Your first team all-Nebraska selections are?
Well, we have four seniors and a sophomore, and I'd say that our captain is probably the most improved player in the state year to year, and that's John Tanji from Omaha Central, 6'5 senior, averaged Class A leading 23.8 points a game. Was so close to gain a state championship for the Eagles, took a special defensive play by Omaha South for the Packers to win. But, John just stepped up his game so much, went from being basically a state college NAIA guy to he'll sign next month with Colorado State. Mm-hmm. So kudos to him. Just a great season. Then we have the dean of the team, Cole Rope, 6'6 senior from Omaha Creighton Prep, signed with Nebraska. He averaged 19.4 points and double-digit rebounds this year. Again, a solid season. He was the only returning starter for the Junior Jays, and they got to the state tourney as well. The up-and-comer, Chucky Hepburn from Bellevue West, 6'1 sophomore. 18.3 points a game. He saved the Thunderbirds several times during the year with late game exploits. They got to the state semifinals, but they kind of ran out of gas there against Omaha Central. But first year for Chucky, it probably won't be his last.
I would think so.
And then two from Class B, Charlie Easley from Lincoln Pius the 10th. Pius played a Class A schedule, and he averaged just a shade behind John at 23.3. Stepped up big time throughout the season. Set the Thunderbolts' single-season career records. Still uncommitted for college, but just a solid season that led to a Class B state title. And finally, South Dakota State signer Baylor Shireman from Aurora, Class B, 6'6 senior, 21.6 points a game, all Nebraska in football as well, the only double there. And again, he took a team that had a lot of athletes and got them within an overtime game of the state finals.
Right. I mean, he had 37 and 17 rebounds or something in that semifinal.
In that semifinal, trying to get them past Lincoln Pyatt.
Yeah.
Or against Roncalli.
Roncalli, yep.
That, and it took a great game by Roncalli to get the finals.
Sure.
But I think it's a solid all-state team.
Right. There were a couple maybe names that people might have thought on the team, but again, this team, that five, is
you take that and go to war with based on this year's class.
Right.
We'll talk about the second, third teams after we turn it over to Mike here.
Mike, your first team all Nebraska team.
All right, let's get to the girls team, Mike, and let's start with our honorary captain, and that's McKenna Sims. She's the this is her third time on the first team, so she's really the senior statesman of this team.
And was the warmest she has been.
Yeah.
That's right, because we shot the All-State photo inside. Thank you, Stu. 2 years ago, they about froze. Last year, it wasn't too bad, but it was still outside. But, anyway, came down from South Sioux City. And, unfortunately, the Cardinals came up short. They lost in the district final, but, McKenna did everything she could to get that team to state this year. 5'9 senior, she averaged 18.2 points per game. She's just such a fun player to watch, not just a scorer. She, I think she led Class B in assists with 6.2 or 6.3 per game. And, another great thing about McKenna, she's a childhood leukemia survivor. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she's just been a fighter all her life and really just been one of my favorite players to cover over the years. And she'll be going on to Illinois State after finishing her career with 1,447 points. So great career there with the Cardinals, McKenna Sims.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on to our second Class B player, Morgan Malley from Crete. We all know about her, Creighton recruit, 6-foot junior, 20.1 points per game. Morgan, very versatile. Saw that at the state tournament. She can score from outside. She can hit the three. She can score inside. She's a very tough matchup for other teams. So Morgan got Crete to the Class B final this year for first-year coach and longtime Southeast coach John Larson. Did a great job at Crete. And Morgan will be back next year. She's just a junior, so definitely Crete a team to watch in Class B next year. Moving on, our third player from Class B, Whitney Brown, Grand Island Northwest, 5'7 junior, 16.9 points per game. And she was the big reason why the Vikings were able to pull down that Class B championship this year. Whitney, I think she had 23 points in that final. Just a great little playmaking guard, again, more than a scorer. Really sets up the whole offense for Northwest. She's only a junior. She's going to be coming back next year. She's uncommitted as far as her senior or her college pick. So, again,
she's a legacy.
That's right. Her her big sister, Mackenzie, was also a great player from Northwest, led them to the state title, too. So,
and was all Nebraska.
And was all Nebraska. So, yes, that Brown family has very much to be proud of. So, and she'll be back next year. So, again, Northwest, a team to watch also next season. Our fourth player is Lauren West from Millard North. We'll move into Class A now. 5'11 senior, 13.9 points per game. Lauren's had a really nice career with the Mustangs, but she really stepped it up this year, not just as a scorer, but as a leader. And as we all know, the way that the state tournament played out, sometimes a player can step it up to the point of, boy, she really just solidified her spot on this first team. And Lauren did that. We all know she had 2 points in the semifinal, but she was able to atone for that. She finished with 31 in the final as Millard North defeated Lincoln Southwest.
One of the truly great final games.
That's right.
That time, Mortiz Ivey back in 84 for the most in a Class A final.
And she made, what was it, 18 of 19 free throws and 18 in a row after she missed her first one. So, Lauren really solidified her spot with that great performance in the Class A final. And she's going to be a Kangaroo, University of Missouri, Kansas City. And our last player is Jamie Horan from Millard South. Jamie's another longtime player that has brought great things to the Patriots. She's a Creighton recruit, 6 foot junior, 22.6 points per game. Gatorade Player of the Year. She got the Patriots back to the state tournament this year. Unfortunately, they were defeated in the first round. But Jamie, much like Morgan Malley from Crete, tough matchup for a lot of teams. Good size. She can hit that outside three. She can go inside. So really tough matchup. So, yeah, Mike, that's our first team. And I think that's a really solid first five the way this basketball season played out.
Big performances and big seasons by all of them. Stu, your second team.
Pretty solid, too. there were players here that other years might have made it onto the first team. But we'll go through it with Shiloh Robinson from Kearney, Liberty recruit, double-double guy all season long as a 6'8 senior. Donovan Williams, Nebraska commit out of Lincoln North Star, 6'5 junior, average 21 a game. Jace Thompson, who'd be on that short list of most improved players from last year, 6'6 senior, almost 21 a game. Jay Saunders from state champion Omaha South, a junior averaging 15 a game. When you can raise your average up in the state tourney, that's always a great feat, and Jay was one of those who did that. And then Tyson Gordon from Omaha Scott, they got knocked out in the state semis, but solid season. He was their emotional leader, and he stepped it up when they needed to see him do something, and he averaged 16 a game. Our third team selections, Brady Danielson from York, Jaden Booth from Omaha Westside, Luke Wuhr from Papillion La Vista South, Jack Dotzler from Roncalli, and Hunter Salas from Millard North.
Yeah. And, Mike, your second team.
Right. By the way, that's a nice pick on Dotzler. Very solid year. Very solid year. Our second team, Mike, I think it's topped by Dacey Nelson. She's the leading scorer in the state. Had a great season for Oakland Craig. Got that team to the state tournament. 5'7 senior, averages 26.7 points per game. Jaden Ferguson, Lincoln Southwest, I believe she finished as the school's all-time leading scorer. Jaden, another nice season for the Silverhawks, the Class A runner-up. Kaylin Meyer from Superior, we all know what kind of a great athlete she is. She helped Superior get back to state this year, averaging 20 points per game, Nebraska volleyball recruit. Nicole Avila Ambrosi, Millard North, helped the Mustangs pull down that Class A title. 5'8 junior, 13.4 points per game, and we'll always remember that Sports Center shot that she had in the final that made the Sports Center top 10. And second team, Quenisha Lockett, Omaha Benson.
Go Bunnies.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Steve. She helped the Bunnies get to state. 5'8 senior, 17.1 points per game. She's going to Toledo. And our third team, Josie Ryan from Papillion La Vista, 14.4 points per game. Maddie Kroll from Millard South, 15.6 points per game. Another nice season for the Patriots.
And Kelsey, she'll be back too, right?
Yeah. She will. Kelsey Cata Wahoo Newman, 6'1 senior, almost 13 a game. Helped lead the Cavaliers to the state title, Class C1. Maddie Meehan Elkhorn, 5'10 junior, 14 points a game. She'll be back next year. And McKenna Minter. Former Husker Mike Minter's daughter, had another nice season for Lincoln Northeast, 5'8 junior, 16.3 points per game.
And that's coming off a season-ending knee injury last year. Right. So it was a great comeback year for her.
Yeah. That's right. She was dynamite as a freshman. That knee injury really set her back last year, but she did come back strong this year. And, you know, she's only a junior, so she might be moving up from that third team next year.
On your first, second, and third team, there's a lot of underclassmen. So something to kind of look forward to as next year comes, and picking the teams next year will probably even be just as hard as it is every year.
Right. It, you know, it is really tough every year. And, you know, a lot of people think that Stu and I are just responsible ourselves for picking these teams. But, you know, we send ballots to coaches. And, I mean, we've got feedback from a lot of different places. And, you know, it's time-consuming to to narrow this down to just five on the first team, five on the second, five on the third. We've got so many players that are really worthy of all these positions. But, you know, getting back to your point about there are several players coming back, so that's something definitely to be looking forward to next season.
Yeah, same thing on the boys' side.
More in the lower classes. I mean, there's some teams that didn't have a senior this year that you know, made state finals, like, well, or won state championships, like Auburn in Class B, or C1, excuse me, and, you know, BRLD, and Humphrey, Lindsay Holy Family. We're going to see a lot of those in the Heartland Hoops Classic next February. But, yeah, the you know, taking a look at my top 15, there's two sophomores and four juniors. So that's they're going to compete hard for spots next year and on the first team. And there's more in the wings. So.
Yeah. And then you always have a guy, a player come out of nowhere, like kind of John Tanji's story was he was a freshman B team player at Omaha North to start his career. So finishing as the All-Nebraska captain in Colorado State is pretty neat.
The Michael Jackson rags to riches. Yeah. We'll see how John continues his progress out at CSU.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it, and great job putting the teams together.
All right. Thanks.